This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right for Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
First down, pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet to 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Caden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monnen, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monnen, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis, they'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Jackson Center. It's going to be a noisy night tonight. Somebody's got to put a hurting on Rushi to make this SCAL boys race interesting. Rushi's been putting a hurting on everybody all year long. The Raiders are 15-0 on the season. Last nine triumphs by 34 points, 26, 32, 27, 45, 32, 27, and by 21 over one loss Tri-Village at the MLK Classic at Fort Laramie this past Sunday. That was a 66-45 Rushi win. Is Jackson Center up to the task? Well, the Tigers are 10-3 on the year, playing their best basketball of the season. 4-2 in the SCAL is Jackson Center. Botkins has also lost a pair of games in the league. And as I mentioned, Rushi sits atop the standings 8-0. Somebody's got to pin a loss on the Raiders, or they are going to run away with this league championship. JV game here tonight goes to Rushi, 55-38 over Jackson Center. The gym is filling up. Could be standing room only. Petman from the Tigers strikes up here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're they're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, the Rushi Raiders come into this game tonight exhibiting great balance. They have fashioned good scoring all down through the starting lineup all season long. Benjamin York, 11 points per game. Vince Borchers, 11 per outing. Dominic Francis at 11. Braylon Cordonier at 15. Zeb Schulze and Jackson Grogeen playing their best basketball of the year. They're averaging about 10 points a game between them. Rushi has been red hot offensively and defensively. Maybe every bit as good, if not better defensively this year than last. That's almost impossible to think, but it looks like it might be true. Jackson Center is led by Reed Platfoot. He has been consistently 15 to 20 points a game all year, averaging close to 16 per outing. Preston Sayre has been dynamite behind the arc. He pitched in 8 threes in a recent 28-point game against Indian Lake. Reed Platfoot had 20 against Fort Loramie. Lucas Heitkamp has been in double digits for more than half the games. It's a team, too, that can score and has been putting the ball in the basket with great regularity here the last 2 or 3 weeks. First time these two teams played, it was all Rushi, winning by a final score of 48-27. It was 26-13 at the half. Jackson Center was feeling its way and just did not have much offense. Lucas Heitkamp had 9. Preston Sayre had 5. Vince Borchers drilled in 20 to pace the Raiders in that 48-27 first-round victory over Jackson Center on December 13th. What's going to happen tonight? Will the Raiders' defense take its toll in Jackson Center? Will the Tigers continue the very good shooting of recent weeks? We're going to find out. We've got more from here at Jackson Center in a few minutes. Raiders and Tigers, boys, SCAL action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Rushi somehow, someway, has got to slow down the quarterback. Or I should say the Tigers, the Jackson Center, has got to slow down the quarterback of the Rushi Raiders, Vince Borchers. And who will stymie Reed Platt put in the middle for Jackson Center? He is a horse. Preston Sayers been hot for Jackson Center. Who's going to spy on him? So is Braylon Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. Who will go chest to chest with him? Those are key building components of tonight's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers' home centers and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Advance your financial wealth with WiseBridge. Make your next play call to Financial Wealth. To WiseBridge Wealth Management at 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. We are experiencing major growth and are expanding our staff of financial advisors. Our many services at WiseBridge include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, and Social Security planning. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Financial Wealth to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776. Last 19 meetings between these two clubs, Jackson Center has won 10, Rushi has won 9, Raiders have won 5 of the last 6. Before that, Jackson Center won 7 straight. The two teams have met 4 times in the last 8 years in tournament play, and they have split the 4 right down the middle, 2-2. In fact, after I did the math over the last 19 games, I found out that Jackson Center has scored 4 more 2-point field goals than Rushi in the last 19 meetings. It has been too close to call much of the time. 8 of the 19 games in recent years have been decided by just a possession or two, no more. Starting lineups next, Jackson Center hosting Rushi tonight. A big SCAL game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on these two clubs tonight. It's a big game. When Jackson Center and Rushi collide, you can feel the tension. Chuck, it exists tonight. Nothing like, though, back in the 22-23 tournament game won by Rushi 27-25 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. That game was like Ohio State-Michigan intention.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that night was the most intense. You had Scott Elkert retiring, and those kids didn't want to leave that floor with a loss. And then you had the loss of Dave Borchers as Rushi's coach, and they had the same thing going, and there was so much tension, they couldn't shoot the ball. So, I mean, I'm serious. It was one of the weirdest, most intense games I've ever seen.
Another pressure-packed game here tonight between these two clubs for sure. Aaron Klopfenstein, head coach at Jackson Center, has an experience as the head coach, a high-powered Rushi-Jackson Center confrontation. Spencer Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders has been in a number of big tournament games. He took Rushi to the state semifinals the last 2 years in Division IV and lost tough ones to Richmond Heights after outplaying them for three quarters.
Yep.
We've got starting lineups when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family. family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Elsewhere tonight in the SCAL, Houston's at Anna, Botkins at Fairlawn. All eyes and ears tuned to this game, our broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bruschi Raiders on the road at Jackson Center. Bruschi unbeaten, 15-0. Tigers trying to knock them off and make the stretch run of this SCAL boys race a little bit interesting. Visiting club, Rushi, here tonight starts Zeb Schultze in the opening five. He is a 6'2" senior. He is joined by Dominic Francis, 6'6", and a senior in the middle. Vince Borchers, the quarterback, out front, 6'2", a senior. Benjamin York at a wing, 6'5" senior. Braylon Cordonier, 6'4", and a senior, also in the opening five for the Rushi Raiders. Jackson Center Tigers will have Lucas Heitkamp at a guard. He is a 6-foot senior, 8 points per game for him. He'll team up with Cooper Hartle, 5'8", a senior, averaging 4 per outing. Preston Sayre, nearly 13 a game. He is a junior, stands 6'2". He plays a wing. Reed Platt in the middle, 6'7", a senior, right around 15 points a game. He has been consistent all year long. Carter Kloffenstein, 6'3", a junior, 7.5 per contest, the fifth starter for Jackson Center, which is attired in the home white, orange numbers, orange and black trim. Tigers wearing the black tennies. Rushi in the road gold, blue numbers outlined in white. Here's the center jump, one, but Francis taps it to Schultze. And it's Rushi moving from left to right on your phone or your computer screen as you use your imagination here at Jackson Center tonight. Vince Borchers top of the circle, passes to Zeb Schultze. Jackson Center defensively right now, man-to-man, Chuck.
No, 2-1-2 zone.
Here's a long three, pumped in by Cordonier. He shoots over that zone and pours it through. A triple to start the game for Braylon. He's been a very efficient three-point shooter all year long, right around the 40% mark. Preston Sayre tries to counter for Jackson Center. It's on target, but in and out, no good. Fine rebound to Kloffenstein. Hand off to Hartle. Hartle at the elbow on the left, banked in, a 16-footer. Stop-and-go shot by Hartle as he steered away from his man. Got free for an instant and scored. Oh, here's a dunk by Dominic Francis. Assist on the play by Borchers. Borchers to Francis. 2 points, Rushi, which leads 5-2. We're off and running. 7 points in the first minute. Hartle up the floor for Jackson Center. Now to flat foot, 15 feet away. Center circle, Lucas Heitkamp. He wears number 4. He runs the show. He's at the Tiger logo. Dribble drive, top of the circle, running down the left side of the lane. Hooked it up on the go. Blocked by Francis. Loose ball to Kloffenstein. He garners it. High left. Triggers a three. He glances off the rim and caroms out of bounds in the corner.
Well, I'll tell you what. Francis is a jumper.
Rushi charged up here at the start. Couple of good possessions for the Raiders. They lead it 5-2. 6:22 to go, first quarter. Cordonier, 25 feet away on the right. Goes to Benjamin York in the corner to Schultze. Borchers open foul line with a jumper. It trickles off the ring. Good rebound on the inside, but Francis, he goes up and under and draws a two-shot foul. 5-2, Rushi, 6:08 to go, first quarter. Couple free throws here for Dominic Francis. One bounce, shots in the air. Yes, he's got it. Raiders about 67% at the stripe on the season.
The Cordonier guarded Reed Flatfoot in the first game, counting the 2 points. And I talked to a couple of UC coaches after the game, and they said that he did a number on him. So Reed's going to have to get a good start here. Rushi Raiders virtually undressed the Tigers in that 48-27 victory back in early December. Both free throws by Francis, perfect. Rushi with a good beginning, up 7-2. We played 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Kloffenstein's got the ball at midcourt for Jackson Center. Thought about letting one go. Fed it to Blackfoot, top of the key. Blackfoot will shoot it from distance. Here's Preston Sayre on the bounce, guarded tightly by York. Sayre has it open down the lane. Francis out of nowhere blocks the shot. It's loose. Brogin picks it up. Finds Francis open underneath. His reverse layup. Crammed on the play, but Blackfoot to scrum for the loose ball, a tie-up. And the arrow says the Tigers will get it. Down 7-2. We played 2.5 minutes here in the opening period. We get a block on one end, and then we get a block on the other end. Token pressure by the gold-shirted Raiders. It is Blackfoot up and over the timeline. Fakes left, goes right. Wants to drive, and Cordonier fades away from the foul line. Swish. Oh, that was pure. Nice shot by Blackfoot. Already as good a game tonight as he had for four quarters in that first meeting between the two. Left baseline, it's Benjamin York. Herky jerky move across the lane, hit the backboard, barely caught iron. Rebound, Blackfoot, Jackson Center, up ahead to Kloffenstein. Deep left corner to Sayre, saved it inbounds, but right to York. York's got it in backcourt for Rushi, which leads 7-4. We played 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Between center circle and the top of the key is Porchers. Blackfoot manning the zone in the middle. Here's a pass thrown to Cordonier. Back to the basket, mid post. Here comes the double team. He can't shoot. Hits the cutter down the lane. Oh, what a play. Cordonier found Porchers for a deuce. 9-4 in favor of Rushi, which does a splendid job of cutting to the basket. Well, they sliced to the rim and passed the ball off beautifully, as well as anybody in the area. There's a bounce pass right corner by Jackson Center, deflected out of bounds by Rushi, which is up 9-4. We played half the first quarter. Last trip down, Jackson Center seemed to have every outlet covered, but Rushi got a driver to the rim who took a feed and laid it through. There's a hurried shot, baseline right, but Blackfoot at Jackson Center, way short. Rushi snares the board. Up ahead, Jackson Grogin behind the arc, wants to drive, meets resistance, was nearly tied up. Fed it left corner to the three-point shooter, Cordonier. It hits the rim, comes to the weak side. Hartle's got the rebound. Oh, a great outlet to Kloffenstein. He blew the layup. He was motoring fast to the basket, then simply shot it too hard. The rebound jammed out of bounds by Jackson Center.
I think he was surprised he was that wide open.
Yep, he was on a pell-mell pace. Needed to slow down just a half step. 5-point lead in favor of Rushi. 3:25 to go first quarter. Last time these two teams played in December, 26-13, Rushi at the halftime break. Tigers never got untracked offensively on that night in Rushi's new gym. Oh, here's a beautiful jump shot by Braylon Cordonier on a curl. He peeled off a screen and nailed a 16-footer. 11-4, Rushi. Hartle a midcourt for Jackson Center. Hartle on the bounce. Fakes left, goes right, has an opening around Grogin. Good challenging defense by Rushi at the last second, which altered the shot. No good. Long tip out, though, to Sayre for the Tigers. He's got it. 2:45 to go first quarter. And Sayre is tripped out near midcourt by Benjamin York. 11-4 in favor of Rushi. 2:45 to go here in the first. Preston Sayre for Jackson Center has been lights out from behind the arc the last few weeks, and he has been a marked man by Rushi's defense so far in this game. Blackfoot near midcourt brings Cordonier way out. Reed dribbled off his foot, saved it at the timeline, threw it into trouble in the left corner, intercepted by Rushi. Long lead out to Benjamin York. Shot fake low on the left. He's hacked on the arm, and he'll get two. Two free throws coming here for the Raiders. 2:28 to go, first quarter, 11-4. Rushi up seven.
Gork with a couple tries at the stripe. Four, five bounces, flexes the knees, and missed it badly. Second shot here for Benjamin. The official bounces it to him. Gork takes a deep breath. Four hops to the basketball and drills that one. 12-4 Rushi. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Opening stanza, backcourt is Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Checked tightly by Borchers. Heitkamp to the foul line. Gives it to Platfoot, 25 feet away. He's not posting up much in this game. He shoots a fadeaway shot from 16 feet, deflected into the hands of Vince Borchers. He goes down the floor, spins against Platfoot in the lane. Nice handoff to Schultze for the lay-in. Borchers with another assist. He and Cordonier have been dishing them off left and right. 10-point lead, Rushi. Timeout called. 2 minutes left, first quarter. On Scores, broadcast.com.
The Plaza and Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Yep, Rushi's hard-driving half-court offense and tenacious defense from end-line to end-line have created baskets left and right, some easy ones. Preston Sayre off a screen, checks up top of the circle, triggers a three ball, doesn't catch the rim, and goes out of bounds. And right now the Tigers are off their game as a result of Rushi being on it.
Well, Rushi plays really good defense, and you don't get too many uncontested shots against him.
And the zone defense for Jackson Center continues outside the arc. High left, it's Grojean for the Raiders. Give it to Vince Borchers. He goes foul line. Spin move in the lane. Got away with a walk. Spun around Platfoot. Left it short. Schultze sticks it back up there, and Platfoot got him on the wrist. Couple of free throws for Zeb Schultze. And I'll tell you what, Chuck, he is becoming more and more a factor for the Rushi Raiders. He's got a nose for the ball. He crashes the board. He's made some nice medium-range jumpers, and he facilitates and looks for the open man.
Well, that's what Rushi was looking for, was some depth, and he has provided quite a bit of it.
Foul shot by Schultze. Swish. 15-4. Rushi leads by 11, a minute 25 to go, first quarter. Second shot here by Zeb. Five, six dribbles. Eyes the goal. Misses long. Big rebound, though, by Francis. Up once, twice. It is off the back iron. Rebound pinballed all around. Who's got it? Baseline right. Borchers on the arc to Grojean for three. Strong. Weak side rebound. Down to Sayre. Up to Heitkamp for Jackson Center, which is down 11. 105 to go, first quarter. Heitkamp to Platfoot. Foul line. Platfoot backs down. Goes to Hartle. Right back into Reed. Spin around shot. Yes, and a foul. Hartle on the assist. Platfoot the make. And it's 15-6. An and one for Reed Platfoot, who for maybe the first or second time tonight, Chuck, have posted up, and the results were good.
Yeah, and he found himself down there against Borchers and not Cordonier, and that's why he could go over top of him.
Free throw by Platfoot. High archer is right in there. Substitution coming at the scores table. And the official says, no way, you weren't there in time. Rushi will inbound the ball down to her left. Though the substitution is supported by the men in stripes eventually. 8-point lead, Rushi, 59 ticks to go here in the first quarter. Raiders will bring it down. Kloffenstein back on the floor for Jackson Center. He teams up with Dane Reese. Good-looking Frosch, six-footer in. And with 46 ticks left to go in the first quarter, and Jackson Center sitting back in his zone, and Rushi up eight, the Raiders will take the air out of the ball. Down to a little over a half minute remaining in the opening quarter, 15-7 in favor of Rushi. Jackson Grogene comes all the way over into backcourt to get a word from head coach Spencer Cordonier as Vince Borcher simply holds it at the Tiger logo. A couple of steps on the plus side of midcourt. Down to 15, 14, 13 seconds to go first quarter. 15-7 Raiders. Here is Grogene dribbling against Hartle, top of the key, top of the key. Fakes left, goes right, down the right side of the lane. He missed it, no good. Oh, what a stick back by Francis, but it's disallowed. Apparently, the foul was on the floor. It goes against Jackson Center. Two-pointer by Francis, disallowed. Great drive to the basket by Grogene. He drew traffic, shot almost went in. Francis tipped it through. And with 3.2 to go in the first quarter of play, there is some confusion. Initially, the ball was given to Jackson Center. Now Rushi will throw it in below the basket to our right. And I think the Jackson Center bench just got teed up.
Coach Kloffenstein threw something down there, and the referee, you can't get away with that.
3.2 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Both teams to their benches as Tex will be shot by Braylon Cordonier of Rushi with the Raiders in front, 15-7. And then I am sure Rushi will have possession. He would have had it anyway. Up and in on the free throw by Cordonier. Raiders will get a last shot to close out the initial period. 9-point cushion for Rushi. Foul shot by Cordonier is a little heavy off the back frame. Raiders possession at midcourt. Let's see what Rushi offensively has in store for Jackson Center here. Tigers need to go man-to-man, I would think. Ball thrown to Borcher, center line. Pulls up, tries the 19-footer. It sprays off the flange, and that's how the first quarter finishes. Rushi 16, Jackson Center 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Here we are at Jackson Center on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. We initiate play in quarter number two. Rushi's got possession, and Borchers lobs it down inside to Francis, who hooked his defender to create position. He's called for an offensive foul. Jackson Center possession, 13 seconds into the second quarter, 16-7 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi's got Borchers, Cordonier, Grogene, York, and Francis on the floor at the moment. It's Heitkamp and Hartle, Flatfoot, Sayer, Kloffenstein for Jackson Center. 7 points for the Tigers in the opening 8 minutes. Here's Heitkamp barreling down the left side of the lane. Feeds it left corner, Kloffenstein. Works to the mid post, back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Heitkamp left corner. Pass through the bottom of the key, and it's relayed to Sayre on the arc for a triple. Short, long rebound, Kloffenstein. Fadeaway shot blocked. Jackson Center gets it back. Sayre pulls up inside the arc to Kloffenstein. Angles through the paint. Back with a basket against Francis. In there too long, nearly 3 seconds. Heitkamp starts to drive. Tosses to Hartle, right corner. Oh, it's a suffocating Rushi defense, throwing a net over the Tigers offensively. Heitkamp went up and down, nearly traveled. His belated pass is stolen by Rushi, quickly down the floor, driving in left wing. Borchers off balance, falling to the hardwood. Shot short, and the Tigers have got it. Here's Reed Platfoot in the middle. Double team, triple teamed, and fouled as the Raiders put the squeeze on Flatfoot. He earns two at the stripe. 6:42 to go in the second quarter. 16-7 in favor of Rushi. Reed Flatfoot at the free throw line. He's been pretty good there all season long. He pumps it up and in. 73% foul shooter is Reed. Good stroke. A little more arch than most shooters at the charity stripe. Number two, but Flatfoot. It is up, and it is swirling right down through the netting. He notches both, and it's 16-9. Rushi up 7, 6:30 to go here in the second quarter. Borchers outside the arc on the right to Zeb Schulze for Rushi. Ball thrown to Cordonier, back to Borchers. Borchers has it 25 feet away. Dominic Francis, top of the circle. Here's Borchers, goes baseline left, gets Kloffenstein in the air, throws to the paint to Francis. Ball fumbled. Schulze picks it up. Now to Grogine. Grogine foul line. Splits a couple defenders down the lane. Rushi gets a timeout. Good defensive sequence for Jackson Center, which is down 16-9. 6:09 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Zeb Schulze begins play after the timeout with a good inbound. Below the basket, lob to Braylon Cordonier in the lane. Back to the basket, good drop step. Nice maneuver, easy does it, right off the window, 2 points. Good Rushi possession, out of bounds, below the rim. Coming right back is Jackson Center. Here's a long, high-arching three from the right corner. No good. Rushi on the run, up 9. Borchers to Grogine, wide open for 3. Short off the rim. Stick back, yes. And guess who? He cleans it up, Zeb Schulze. Boy, the last few weeks, he's been just about everywhere. Good alert play by Zeb. Rushi 20. Jackson Center 9, 5:20 to go here in the second quarter.
When you see Grogine have that much time to shoot it, you're shocked when he doesn't make it.
Here's an air ball, a 26-footer by Reed Blackfoot. He missed the rim entirely. And Rushi garners the board up ahead to Cordonier. He's at the Tiger logo at midcourt. Out of Schulze, high right, goes foul line. Nobody picks him up. His jumper's off the back rim. And the rebound is snagged by Flatfoot of Jackson Center. Outlet to Heitkamp. Heitkamp headed the key below the foul line. Hand off left corner, Kloffenstein. Out back to Sayre for 3. He's got it. Bingo. maybe that'll get Preston Sayre going. He is a fine three-point shooter. 20-12 in favor of Rushi. 4:35 to go, second quarter. Rogi left corner. He's got a little angle to the rim. Cuts to the basket. Short on the shot, but he was tagged on the wrist, and he'll get two at the stripe. Clock stops, 4:31 to go, second quarter of play, 20-12 in favor of Rushi. Grojean, free throw line, spins the ball in his palms, and he's short. What's Rushi at the free throw line, Chuck?
They're 5 of 9 now.
Second shot for Grojean. Jackson Center Tigers believe they're poised right now to make a move. Shot by Grojean, no good, much too strong. Not a good foul shooting night for Rushi. Rebound bobbled into the hands of Sayre for the Tigers. Loops it back to Blackfoot, top of the circle. Wants to drive it for Donyer. Fires left corner, Kloffenstein. Kloffenstein cross court to Heitkamp. Heitkamp being guarded nose-to-nose by Borchers. Ball thrown left corner. Kloffenstein available. Three-pointer. Oh, it lipped the rim. Below the iron, snapped out. Borchers got the rebound. Look at him go. Look at him split all the way down the floor. It is no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Kloffenstein. But he did not reestablish himself on the court of play. Before gobbling up the board, Rushi possession beneath the basket. It is Schulte lobbing in. Foul line extended right to Braylon Cordonier. Works on Heitkamp. Spins. Here comes the double team. Shot is good, but stepped by Cordonier. Good call by the referee. As Cordonier traveled on the play before making the turnaround. 20-12. Jackson Center down 8. 3:54 to go, second quarter. Here's Heitkamp barreling up the floor against Borchers. Pulls up in the lane. Shovel pass underneath. It goes to Sayre on the arc. Right back down low to Reese. Thrown to the cutter, Kloffenstein. Into the paint. Fadeaway shot short. Well, Rushi had all bases covered. Jackson Center with an empty possession. A chance to trim it to 6. Couldn't do it. 3:31 to go. Second quarter. 20-12. Rushi. Grojean far left side to Borchers. Dominic Francis comes out to catch. It's a sagging zone defense, but Jackson Center. It attempts to clog the middle. Grojean outside the arc on the left to Schulte. On a weave to Francis. He's virtually unguarded that far out on the floor against the zone. High right, Schulte. Schulte's going to shoot it. Lets it fly. Oh, it dipped in, dipped out. Dead center, wouldn't go down. That was a three try. Rebound to Jackson Center. Galloping up the floor, Kloffenstein to Heitkamp. Overhead pass, cross court to Dane Reese. Ball thrown for Blackfoot. Oh, a nifty steal. Borchers was aware. Pickpocket by him. To the trailer, Cordonier for three. It's in and out, no good. It rattled and rattled some more. And flew away into the hands of Kloffenstein of Jackson Center. Rims are not kind right now. 2:31 to go, second quarter. Here's a loose ball. Jackson Center muffed it. We're going to have a scrum, an eventual tie-up, I think. Looked like a goal line stand by one team or the other in the first Rushi-Jackson Center football game. Arrow favors the Tigers. 20-12. Rushi in the lead. Scoring pace has been halted here the last couple minutes. We're late in the second period. 8-point lead, Rushi. Raiders got off to a very good start in this game. Heitkamp between the rings. Has an opening. Slivers into the lane. Throws to Plathlet right corner. On the arc to Sayre. Back to Heitkamp. Deep right corner. He's covered on the three. Starts to drive. Fed Sayre straight away. He buries it. Bullseye. Preston Sayre. Two threes in the quarter. 20-15 game. Rushi up 5. Here is Rushi with the ball. Underfirth on the floor at the moment. Cooper Underfirth is checked in, a junior. Ball thrown to the post, intended on the play for Borchers. And Jackson Center got a fist on the ball and struck it loose. Up the court, it goes to Blackfoot. Double teamed in the paint, now to Heitkamp. He burrows his way right back into the lane. Then throws it to Kloffenstein, 25 feet away. He put the pitch on Heitkamp, goes to Blackfoot, fadeaway trifecta, outside the arc, high left, strong, Rebound Rushi. Push off backcourt. Reese Jackson center. 20 to 15, closest the Tigers have been in a while. 1:18 left here in the second quarter of play.
And they got the crowd back in the game, too. It's gotten louder in here now.
I tell you what, Jackson Center's been whipping the ball around briskly in the half court. Rushi's done a real good job of covering up the shooters, but you don't cover up Preston Sayre forever. Here's Cordonier, foul line for the Raiders. Spinning, turning over Heitkamp. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound, Preston Sayre. Good diva, Jackson Center. Up to Heitkamp, back to Sayre. 27-footer. Oh, it lipped the rim. Dominic Francis skied for the board. Fed it to Borchers. He romps down the court, pulls up below the foul stripe. To Unverfirth. To Cordonier, slashing through the lane. Little spin move right in front. 8-footer, perfect. Well done, Braylon Cordonier. Outstanding one-on-one maneuver. 22-15, Rushi. 32 ticks on the clock late in the second. Here's Heitkamp barging into the right corner. Defended tightly by Grosjean. Braylon Cordonier on flat foot. Reed retreats from the Tiger logo. 16 to go, first half. 7-point lead, Rushi. Flatfoot on the bounce with 9 to play. He steps into a three ball. Short. Hit the rim. Backboard. He shot it quickly. Rushi now with time. 3 seconds left. Deep right corner. Grosjean. Shot fake. Lets it go. It skipped off the rim. First half closes. Rushi up 7. 22-15. Tigers within striking range. They weathered the storm. Rushi got off to a very good beginning. Jackson Center behind by 7 points here at the half. 22-15 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24-7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
We are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We now offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. Stop by today at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store, and see all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rouche is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rouche for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. And you can contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I. O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schimmel Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, Rougie has a 17-14 rebounding advantage, 6-2 on the offensive board. Both teams handled the ball well. Four turnovers for the Tigers. Raiders only turned it twice. Like you mentioned, Raiders only 5 of 10 from the free throw line, where Jackson Center went there three times. Reed Blackfoot made all three. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Cordonier with 10. They got 5 from Schulze, 4 from Francis, 1 from Benjamin York. They scored 16, only 6 in the second quarter, 22 for the half. Jackson Center, Reed Blackfoot had 7. Preston Sayre had 6. Cooper Hartle had 2. They scored 7 and 8, and they trail it 22-15 at the half.
That is our halftime report, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building. building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I'd like to let our listeners know that we're going to go offline here for maybe 10, 15 seconds to make a battery change. Then we will return. Third quarter upcoming, Rushi 22, Jackson Center 15 on scoresbroadcast.com. Hello, once again, we made the battery adjustment. Thought I heard a little bit of a warble in the sound coming through our mixer box. Maybe it was our imagination. But batteries that go in and out of the car from outside the house to the home in this cold weather, they wear down quicker than usual.
Me too.
Yes. And I am tickled to see 37, 38, 39, 40 degrees for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Well, this game started hot. Rushi was throwing them in left and right. Great start for the Raiders. And Rushi, thanks to that beginning in the first quarter, has propelled itself to 22-15 halftime cushion over Jackson Center. Rushi on offense to start the third quarter. Jackson Center cut it to five. Sayre warmed up with a couple threes in that second quarter of play. He got Jackson Center right back in it. Rushi briefly had a double-digit advantage in this game. Second or third pass of the third quarter by Rushi. Knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Lobbing in. Baseline left. It's Borchers. Throws to Schulze on the arc. Now to Cordonier. Benjamin York to Borchers. Left side of the floor right in front of the Rushi bench. We play 20 seconds. No one's scored or taken a shot yet in the second half. Here's Borchers. Shot fake in the lane. He got Reed Flatfoot off his feet. Good tricky maneuver by Borchers, cleverly done, and Flatfoot clamped down right on his arm.
Yeah, he would have been okay, but then he swung, and when you do that, they're going to call it every time.
Two free throws for Vince Borchers. No good for Rushi. 5 of 11 at the stripe for the Raiders. How many fouls on Reed Flatfoot, Chuck?
That was his first.
So, Jack.
No, I looked on the wrong side. That was his third.
I thought he had a couple before that one, and that puts Jackson Center's offense in dire straits. Three fouls on Flatfoot. You can bet Rushi will attack him. Second free throw was good by the Raiders, who lead it 23-15. Heitkamp down the floor, feeds Hartle right corner. Cross-court pass broken up by York. Loose ball picked up by Sayre. Swish on the wide-open three ball. Scattered floor on the left side because of the attempted steal by Rushi, which didn't happen. It left Sayre open. He's got three threes. 23-18. Rushi's double-digit lead trimmed to five. Borchers left open, goes below the foul line. A little teardrop, a floater. It rolls around and comes off. Here's Reed Flatfoot down the floor for Jackson Center. He stumbled into the lane. His arm was grabbed. Triple team from Rushi.
Well, Jackson's playing man-to-man now, and they got to decide who they want Flatfoot to guard.
Inbounding right of the rim is Jackson Center. Ball thrown in on the arc by the Tigers. Heitkamp handling it. He starts a drive. Gives it to Flatfoot. Top of the circle. Great catch. Deep left corner. Kloffenstein for a tray. Short. Borchers volleyballs the rebound and gathers. Zips down the floor. Goes to York. Deep left corner. Three. You can count it. Benjamin York with a triple. That was big.
That was York's first basket of the evening.
Rushi's 5-point advantage is extended to 8. 26-18. Nearly 2 minutes gone, third quarter. High right with the ball. Heitkamp for Jackson Center around to Sayre screen. Heitkamp twists and turns in the paint. Gives it up to Flatfoot. He sizes up a three. Shortened to the right. I tell you what, the Tigers are better served by him getting the ball foul line on in if he can. Outside the arc on the right, Schulze. Straight away, Borchers left open. Short on the shot. Rebound pinballed to Cordonier. Back to the basket foul line. Hand off to Zeb Schulze. Right wing, Dominic Francis. Puts it on the deck. Spin move in the lane. He ducks under. He puts a banker up off the window. Rim. It hangs. No good. Rebound down to Kloffenstein at Jackson Center. Rushi worked long and hard, got a good shot, it wouldn't fall. Nice give and go. Flatfoot, Kloffenstein, left hand, twisting shot, it came off. Throw a lid on it right now. Rushi snared the board. 5:16 to go, third quarter, 26-18 Raiders. York midcourt. Outside the arc on the right to Cordonier. Cordonier goes to the head of the circle, foul line, Heitkamp on him. Here's York curling, weaving down the rain, a one-hander. It skids off the rim. It would have been an and one. He was bumped. Starting to feel some of that tension, which we felt a lot of a few years ago in that game at Kettering-Fairmont-Trent Arena in the tourney, won by Rushi 27-25. Both teams a little tight on their shots. Free throw here by York. Front rim, backboard, good. 27-18. That 5-point Rushi lead has been built back up to 9. Just to make it double digits. And York rattles it in. 10-point edge, Rushi, 28-18. Heitkamp to midcourt for Jackson Center. Gets a screen from Flatfoot. Heitkamp head of the key. He burrows into the lane. Throws it out back to Sayre. He didn't see it coming. It's loose. It's out of bounds. Rushi ball.
He started to reach for that, and then I think he thought somebody, the pass was to somebody else, and he pulled his hands back.
Empty possession, Jackson Center. Will this lull in Tigers scoring here midway third quarter cost him? Rushi up 10 with the ball. Schulze goes baseline right to York. Hits the cutter. Schulze down the lane. Oh, a good shot fake on Flatfoot, who's got three fouls, and Schulze powers it in, and the lead swells to 12, 30-18. Here's Borchers knocking it loose from Heitkamp. Too much dribbling at midcourt. Borchers down the floor, swings into the left corner, and he is pushed off his spot by Heitkamp. 12-point lead, Rushi. You sense the Raiders have taken the Tigers out of their game. 4:17 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil in Fort Loramie offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel fuel. It's a four-generation business, which was begun in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast. Hoot and holler, I'm going on behind us. Rushi got a two-pointer denied because of an offensive foul, Chuck.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did, like you say, 50-50. I didn't see. It looked to me like a block, but hey, they made the call.
Quickly down the floor, Jackson Center posting up Reed Flatfoot 7 feet away outside the lane on the right. He is smacked on the arm. He's got two free throws coming. Head coach Spencer Cordonier of Rushi talking with one official right in front of the Raiders bench. No doubt about that recent charging call on Rushi, which took away a field goal.
Yep. Yeah, nice shot by York. Didn't count.
Reed Flatfoot is off target on the foul shot. Every point left at the line. The Jackson Center is crucial in this game now.
Well, they had a layup that rolled off the rim that would have cut it to 5, and now they're down 12.
Flatfoot shoots it way short. Long rebound volleyball to Reed. Shot fake on the arc. Ball's on the deck. And guess what? Jackson Grosjean got down to the hardwood and dug it right away from Flatfoot. Raiders are so adept at doing that. Unbelievably tenacious. And Jackson Center scoring lull continues. Two misses. Free throw line to Flatfoot. Grosjean's up 30-18. 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. Borchers midcourt down the left side to Zeb Schulte. Works on Sayre. Out back to Grosjean. He darts in the middle of the floor below the foul stripe. Pitches on the arc to Borchers. He doesn't take the shot. Francis foul line. Back to Vince. He carves out space in the lane. Goes to work on his defensive man, Kloffenstein. Oh, Vince Borchers looked like a 6'10 post player there with a half hook right in front. Good.
Yeah, that was a nice move.
Well done by Vince. Remarkable play. Man, as he matured as a basketball player.
Oh, boy.
Dynamite senior year. Rushi up 14 on the field goal by Borchers. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Here is Hartle on the arc. Oh, he makes a bounce pass right to Zeb Schulte. He's out in front, driving layup. It's on the rim. It comes off. Loose ball rebound low in the right through by Borchers. It's no good. Kloffenstein's got it for Jackson Center, and he is bear hugged. Been a lot of close-in shots. Get up on the rim, stay there for a while, and come off. Neither team's got the shooting touch it normally would have, and this rivalry spurs that kind of pressure and tension.
Well, one thing that we have always seen from Jackson is great defense, and that hadn't changed just because they had a switch of coaches.
2:28 to go here in the third quarter, 32-18 Rushi. What's Jackson Center got in this period so far, Chuck?
Jackson has scored that 3 by Sayre.
And that's it. They had 15 at the half. So in 6 minutes, one field goal for Jackson Center. Rushi has just about blanked the Tigers in the third quarter of play. Sayre on the bounce against Unverfurth, top of the circle. Gives it up to Heitkamp for a triple try right in front of the Tigers bench. He's got it. A long one hoisted in by Heitkamp of Jackson Center. 32-21 in favor of Rushi with a minute 50 to go here in the third. Raiders hold the ball at midcourt. It's Borchers. He hangs on. Flatfoot out of position on Borchers, top of the circle. Vince takes him into the lane. Back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Releases straight away to Grosjean. Now Vince comes out to get the handoff. Interesting alignment. This is how important head coach Aaron Kloffenstein thinks Vince Borchers is to this team. He's got Flatfoot on him. Borchers took him to the rack right down the lane. Backhanded shot, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Flatfoot spots up, shoots a 30-footer. Air ball out of bounds.
That is not his game. Now, if he's having a night where he's just scoring all over the place, that might be a shot he can take, but not this evening.
Well, for my money right now, I've got Preston Sayre taking the next 7 or 8 shots.
If you can get him open, he absolutely. I mean, I'd run him through all kinds of screens and let him shoot the ball.
Yeah, have him do a Steve Alford act. Just do figure eights everywhere. Rub off every man on the court. 32-21. Rushi leads. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Borchers for the gold-clad Raiders. He gave it up, got it back. Threw it to Ferdinand in the lane. He spins on Kloffenstein. Shot short. Good defense, Jackson Center. Tussle for the board. Tigers have it. Heitkamp storms ahead down the floor. Looks for Sayre at the Tigers logo. 34 seconds to go in the third. Jackson Center needs a bucket to close out the third quarter. which has seen Jackson Center net just 6 points on two threes. 19, 18, 17 ticks on the clock late in the third. Rushi up 11, 32, 21. Heitkamp 40 feet away. Drops it for Klopfenstein off his fingers. Rushi on the steal. Eight to play. Driving. Borchers to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. Vince Borchers on a bust out down the floor. Free throw upcoming. 6.1 to go in the third.
Boy, that was strong because he got hammered and he still got the ball up on the rim.
He survived it every bit of the lick that Jackson Center gave him. Borchers went to the rim hard. Jackson Center punished him on the way. Borchers connected on the field goal and the free throw. Biggest lead, 35-21, 14 points. Heitkamp midcourt, top of the circle. Gives it to Klopfenstein. Klopfenstein inside the arc, left wing. The two-pointer's good. Klopfenstein beat the buzzer. 35-23. Rushi up 12 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
A&M Pallet Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, four decades later, A&M serves 200 businesses, including 60 less than 75 miles away. Thanks to A&M Pallet, fine sponsor, here on scoresbroadcast.com. And hey, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rushi, after a missed shot to Jackson Center, gets a two-point fadeaway basket. Baseline right, Vince Borchers does it again. He's got every shot in the book out there.
He's got 10 now for the game. He's tied Cordonier for the league, for every, the team lead.
Every attempt on the floor, angle, distance, length. He can arch it up and score it. He's a great driver, uses the backboard nicely. Another quick miss by Jackson Center. How many for Vince in this game, Chuck?
He's got 10.
And also 10 for Cordonier.
Yep.
He shoots baseline right. It is off the flange. Rebounding foul below the rim of Jackson Center. 37-23. Rushi up 14. A minute gone here in the fourth. Rushi led by 12 at the end of three. 35-23. Again, A&M Pallet. A variety of positions available at A&M. If you're looking for work, call, message us on Facebook, A&M Pallet, 937-295-3093. Call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. If you're looking for work, A&M's got it. A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Zeb Schultze on a drive down the lane for the Rushi Raiders. Put a couple defenders. He got the shot up from his waist, and he was fouled. Bothered a bit aggressively on the two-point attempt. A couple free throws coming. Rushi, Chuck, so adept. Might take 30 seconds sometimes, but they'll get it done. They'll break you down off the dribble with a good drive.
Well, what we haven't seen tonight is something you normally see with Rushi is pressure defense with steals. They've only turned them over 9 times, and it's really not in any kind of trap situation. They're just playing straight man-to-man.
Here is the foul shot by Zeb Schulte, the first of two, in and out, no good. That's been the Raiders' Achilles heel at the stripe tonight, only about 50-50 all evening long.
Yeah, they had a pretty good third quarter, but now they're 9 for 16.
Schulte, 1-2-3 dribble, pumps it up, swish, he's got it. 38-23, Rushi in the lead by 15, 6:34 to go here in this game. The lead is swollen to 15. Jackson Center, 8 points since the start of the second half. Quickly down the floor, Hartle gives it up out back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp needs to dent the scoring column a little more regularly here in the fourth. He's down below the basket, two men on him. He's underneath the backboard. His shot hits the glass, comes off. Kloffenstein gets the loose ball, fires to Hartle in the corner. It is a hectic offensive sequence here, but Jackson Center, Heitkamp, guns a long one, off to the left, no good. Rebound Rushi, quickly forecourt right, Grojean. Grojean at the elbow, goes to Borchers. Kloffenstein on Vince. 5:54 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi up 15, here's York. Picked up by Sayre. York powers into the lane. Back to the basket. Sayre falls down. York missed the gimme right in front. Rebound pinball to Jackson Center. Kloffenstein on the giddy-up. Right corner to Dane Reese. Back to Kloffenstein. Now Sayre. A fadeaway trifecta almost falling out of bounds. No good off the flange. Rushi gets a timeout. 38-23 Raiders. 5.5 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
But the Rushi Raiders have scored 74, 68, 63, 66 the last four games. Held to 38 here tonight. But the Raiders' defense has been amazing. It's been marvelous, suffocating Jackson Center's every move. But now Rushi gets its offense in gear. Benjamin York, baseline right. A little leaner, hangs on the front rim and drops through. He was fouled to boot. I tell you what, nobody in Division 7, Chuck, gets more and ones than the Rushi Raiders. They're at the line after making a field goal frequently.
Well, you talked about it. They cut to the basket. Yep. They take the ball to the rim. And when they go up strong. So when they get fouled, they make the basket.
York made the free throw, 41-23. Raiders in the lead by 18. 5:05 left in the fourth. Preston Sayre, top of the circle, foul line. Maneuvers left side of the lane. A running left-hander. Good off the backboard.
That's nice.
By Preston Sayre, that was a beaut. Well done by him, 41-25. Rushi by 16, 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. York fakes right, goes left, nobody covers him up, and York goes to the rim. It's a flush, a jam. Oh, a dunk by Benjamin York.
Wow.
Woo. Wow, did he get the Rushi crowd off its feet in unison.
He was up that time.
43-25 in favor of the Raiders. Here's Lucas Heitkamp. He digs his way into the lane, pulls up. Little jump shot, 10-footer, good. Heitkamp for Jackson Center. 43-27, Rushi by 16. 4:12 to play in the fourth. Biggest lead there was at 43-25. Here's York on the giddy-up, motoring in from the left flank. He hits a runner, kissed one in off the window again. It was Vince Borchers heavy early on. Now York getting into the act. Here's a turnaround fadeaway. Heitkamp once more below the foul line. He hits it. Heitkamp for the Tigers.
Well, Heitkamp is a seasoned senior, and this is the kind of game you expect him to have.
And he's starting to get wound up, but maybe too late for the Tigers, who trail by 16 with 3:35 to go in the fourth. Vince Borchers, the offensive spark plug for Rushi through the first couple quarters in this game. Braylon Cordonier was right with him, and now Benjamin York picks up some slack. Zeb Schulte's been consistent all night long. High right with the ball, 30 feet away. It's Cordonier. It's Borchers. Now York. He gets a screen. There he goes, cutting to the rim. Bounce pass into the lane. A lot of traffic, a cluster of players. Stolen by Dane Reese of Jackson Center. Up the floor, cross-court bounce pass kicked by Rushi. And it will be inbounded by Jackson Center right of the rim.
That was only the third turnover for the game in the first and the second half for the Raiders.
Yep. When you consider how hard they play, how fast they play, how tenacious this team is, the number of steals it gets, the loose balls it recovers, as potent as it is on the board, as hard as this club plays with such intensity for every single second of the game, it is unfathomable to me. Tough word to say. How many?
That's
syllables?
A tough one. Yeah,
I can't believe just three turnovers. It's
amazing and
incomprehensible. Missed shot to Jackson Center. Rebound Rushi up 16, 45-29. 2:56 left in the fourth. Here's Borchers. He staggers in the lane. Thought he walked. No call. Gives it to York in the left corner. Deep three hits the flange. Scrum. Loose ball rebound below the rim. Guess who has it? Borchers of all people. Hand off to Cordonier. He goes up strong to dunk it. He's fouled. Well, Vince Borchers, Mr. Everywhere, came up with a loose ball, dealt it to Cordonier. Your lead is 16, 45-29. Largest spread of the game was at 43-25. 2:44 left here in the fourth. Foul shot, Cordonier. Good. Raiders start to heat up a little bit at the stripe. Second shot, Cordonier. Yes, sir. Rushi now pretty fluid at the free throw line. And the lead is swollen to 18, 47-29, matches the biggest. Heitkamp across the center line for Jackson Center. Out back to Kloffenstein. Long, long, high-arching triple goes down. Kloffenstein for Jackson Center. That was a bomb. It brought some snow flurries. 47-32. Rushi had the 15, 2:16 to go in the fourth. Here's Cordonier, 25 feet away, near side to Benjamin York. York on the bounce, top of the circle. Oh, lob pass to Francis. Lob pass to Francis, and a dunk. Francis on the receiving end of a terrific dish off by York, who threw it up 13 feet off the floor to the right of the rim. Francis went up, snared it. These guys have eyes in the backs of their heads. Francis on the slam jam. Here is Jackson Center shooting deep right corner, air ball, rebound Rushi up 17, 49-32 with 1:39 to go here in the fourth. Temporary timeout, a brief timeout is what I meant to say for Rushi to get a couple of subs in. 98 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's a 49-32 ball game. And wholesale changes each way. Cordonier out. Zeb Borchers in. Now for Rushi. Bench is emptied for the Raiders. Wholesale changes. Landon Monin, is he in? Yep, he's on the floor. Zeb Borchers out there as well. Caleb Unreferth is in on the hardwood. 49-32. Who's our mystery number 44, Chuck?
Well, it's Plyman. He's wearing a different jersey.
Landon Plyman is out there. He wears 4-4. Unreferth, foul line extend to left, goes to Landon Monin, top of the circle. Right wing, Zeb Borchers. 49-32, Rushi. 1:21 to go, fourth quarter. Powerful performance by the Raiders. Zeb Borchers, the catalyst most of the night. Then Benjamin York got hot. Braylon Verdonier consistent all evening long. Big dunks in this second half from Francis and York. Grand total of four dunks.
Four for the game, yeah.
By Rushi.
Yep.
So many, I lost track. Baseline right, short shot by the Raiders, no good. Foul, Jackson center. A couple of free throws here for Landon Plyman. 49-32, Rushi, 58.7 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi goes to 16-0. Jackson center, 10-4. Free throw off to the left. Yep, Jackson center and Botkins, of course. Wanted to see Rushi get a loss sooner or later, hoping for one in the SCAL to make the race interesting down the stretch. Not going to happen tonight for sure. As Rushi has been very strong start to finish. Free throw made, one missed, 50-32, 18-point lead Raiders. Jackson center with 40 ticks on the clock. Has the ball, forecourt to our right. Here's an errant pass, stolen on the play by Underfirth. He lobs it ahead to a Rushi teammate, picked off a Jackson center, and here come the Tigers the other way. Jackson center on a weave out back. Dribble drive into the lane, no shot taken. There's a three from the right corner by the Tigers, and it's good.
Stengel.
Ian Stengel drops in a tray. Good-looking jumper. He was left open. He sizzled the nets with about 10 seconds to go in the fourth, and the clock's winding down, and that's it. Buzzer sounds in the background. It was a short change one nonetheless. It marks the end of this game, and the difference winds up 15. 50-35 in favor of Rushi over Jackson Center here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hello once again. Welcome back here to Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat, where the Rushi Raiders have defeated the Jackson Center Tigers by a final tally of 50-35. That's correct, right, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
15-point win. Somebody asked me before the game from Rushi, Jack, give me your final score. I said 59-44. I had the difference right. This Rushi team, so tough to keep up with. The engine is Vince Borchers. He makes every play and every shot available. He does everything out there extremely well. He's the engine. Braylon Gradonier, Mr. Consistent. When you need rebounds and putbacks, Dominic Francis is there for those. Zeb Schulze becoming a complete player. Jackson Grogene, you let him go, he'll nail a three. And Benjamin York warmed up in that second half. It's a well-rounded club. And Jackson Center, which lost 48-27 to Rushi the first time around at the Rushi Gym, was beaten here tonight by 15. The Tigers had their positive flurries of points. Preston Sayre tried to charge him up in the middle portion of the game with some three-pointers. Lucas Heitkamp played well in the second half. Reed Platfoot handled the ball a lot. Shot the ball, for my money, Chuck, a little too far out on the floor too often.
Yeah, it was not his night. Yeah. And if it's not your night and you're 6'6 or 6'7, you don't go out and shoot threes. You put yourself on the block and you try to get offensive rebounds. You try to get you a couple of putbacks. You need to see the ball go through the rim. And right, that is when you step back out and you can shoot the three. But he didn't even play in the fourth quarter.
Right. Well, he had three fouls by the middle of the contest, and Rushi went at him. He tried to defend, did Platfoot, when he was in foul trouble. Rushi scored some points when Reed was not at his best defensively. I'll say this, Chuck, 21 points first meeting, 15-point differential second meeting. Jackson Center hopes to have learned a lot from these two ball games, and they would like a third shot at Rushi in the tournament. It might happen. It could. If they do play again, it would more than likely be in a regional championship. But the Jackson Center's got to continue to grow, mature, develop. Rushi Raiders, I'm not going to say they're peaking too soon, Chuck. They played consistently well virtually all year long. They've proven that night in, night out, they can play at this pace and do it effectively.
Well, we watched them against Botkins in their home opener, and they didn't play real well, and right, and they were kind of choppy. They have now gotten the rotation that they want. They've got 7-8 players. They can run in and out of the game, and they are a force to be reckoned with.
Sure are, statewide in D7. That is for certain. Rushi is a true juggernaut. Most all Division 6, even Division 5 clubs would want no part of the Rushi Raiders. I'll talk about F&M Bank. We'll break for a couple commercials, then return to close it out. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohio and your dream home awaits. It's closer than ever before. Visit fmbank.com to learn more about it. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Back in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hey, don't forget, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years. Barker, number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Rushi 50, Jackson Center 35. Raiders got off to a hot start. Jackson Center crept back within five fairly late in that second quarter. And then Rushi just about blanked Jackson Center for the first 9 to 10 minutes of the second half of this game. And Jackson Center scored only eight more points in this contest than it scored first time around in the game played in early December at the Rushi Gym. 50-35 or final, Chuck?
Well, Rushi's defense is suffocating. They do such an outstanding job. I wouldn't want to play against it, and I was awfully good. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by York with 13. He scored 12 in the second half. 12 for Cardonier. He scored 10 in the first half. Borchers had 10. Schulze had 8. And Francis had 6 on two huge dunks and a couple of free throws. My player of the game is Vince Borchers. I think just all around, he had a terrific game like he does.
He makes every shot, no matter the height. It could be a flat one. Mid-range jumper. He'll take it to the rim. He's strong. He'll facilitate. He'll pass the ball off. He'll assist. And he's the engineer. He's the quarterback. He runs the show. Boy, somehow or other, you've got to slow him down if you're going to beat Rushi. You got to make him have an off night somehow, some way.
Well, last year as a junior, they had all that talent, and this kid, you just watched him develop. You just watched things in his brain start to click. And when they got to the tournament, he became one of their top players. And this year now, he's just an outstanding basketball player.
Again, a great balance exhibited by Rushi here tonight. Game after game, you're looking at three, four, and double figures.
Yep.
another starter at 8 or 9, and that's the case here again this evening at Jackson Center. Just couldn't get enough stops. When the Tigers did, they weren't scoring often enough at the other end, only 35 points. And, boy, Rushi's D just puts the clamps on you. Preston Sayre, remarkable outside shooter. You can see it. He had 8 against Indian Lake a few weeks back. He had 8 triples. And Lucas Heitkamp didn't get his motor running till the final two quarters of the game.
Yeah, he ended up with 7, and Sayre had 11. Flatfoot had 7. This is just not a matchup that Reed does well against. Yeah. But I'm going to go with Preston Sayre as my Clancy's player of the game on the Jackson Center side.
And the difference in free throws shot, the difference in free throws attempted in this game, is an indication of how the Raiders were so aggressive, inviting contact all night long.
Yeah, they were 14 of 22. Jackson only went 5 times, made 3.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, everything's just fantastic at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And thank you so much, Shelby Oaks, from which we heard 3 times here tonight during our broadcast of Rushi and Jackson Center. Won by the Raiders, 50-35. As I mentioned, Rushi now goes to 15-0 on the year. Jackson Center, 10-4 on the campaign. Next game for Jackson Center tomorrow night here against Marion Local gets no easier at all. And the Rushi Raiders take on Miami East at the Rushi Gym tomorrow evening. 2 non-league contests for Rushi and Jackson Center tomorrow. Third loss in the league for Jackson Center. It knocks them out of the running. Botkins has got to beat Rushi at Botkins. That game yet to come, in order for the league to get somewhat interesting during the stretch drive. Thanks so much to our online listeners. Thanks to everybody at Jackson Center. Wow, you talk about the hospitality. Jackson Center continues to roll out the red carpet, night in, night out for us here at JC Country, the habitat of the cat. We love the pep band here at Jackson Center. It is distinctive. You know you are in the Tigers' gym when you hear the first few notes drummed up by the Tiger pep band. Again, thanks to our online listeners. Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Kloffenstein with a hello to us. Thanks to Aaron. Tigers will be a tough club to be reckoned with down the road in the tournament. That is for sure. Jackson Center playing improved basketball. Hasn't reached the peak of its game yet. Will do in tournament play. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at Jackson Center. Rushi victorious over the Tigers by a final count of 50-35.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the King Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.